Welcome to the St John Ambulance Australia Child Protection Refresher Course. On completion of this refresher, participants should be able to identify children at risk of harm, follow the St John procedures for reporting children who are at risk of harm, provide an appropriate response to children at risk of harm. Originally designed for Year 11 secondary students, RAP is now presented to parents and major national sporting bodies like the AFL, Australian Cricket and the Australian Rugby Union Players Association as part of their induction programs. Since RAP's inception in 2005, it has been presented to a target audience of over 110,000 people. Our real-time tracking tool guides clients through the confusing exchange and settlement process, including a news feed with status updates and step-by-step advice. Agents, brokers and advisors can post messages and upload documents instantly. Learning Objective 1.3. Identify different family types and how these may affect children's education. Many families no longer conform to a traditional structure. Today's families can include working parents, multiracial parents, adoptive parents and same-sex parents. A family's financial and social standing can affect its ability to instill cultural and social standards in children. Families that live outside the boundaries of mainstream society risk social and cultural disadvantage. For example, children from families with low socioeconomic status may have lower educational outcomes. In the next bed, we have Mr. Caesar Phillips. He's a 39-year-old gentleman. You are number 628414. He's had a right-sided CVA and he has a paralysis in his left side and a significant headache and hypertension. His temperature is 36.4, his heart rate 78, RESPs are 16 and his blood pressure is 170 on 110 after his hypertensive medications.